the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we have a wonderful holiday, which is supposed to be of the Lord's and the Mother of God. And you can see we have the vestments are blue and gold. My beloved, today is the meeting of the Lord. The Mother of God brought the Lord into the temple, as was supposed to be the Lord, to give the firstborn child to the church. And then he has to be brought back from the church. And of course, the Mother of God was clean, and she never had a man. Nobody ever touched him, because she had the seed coming from the Holy Spirit, and she gave birth to baby Jesus, not like a regular woman does, with pains and so on. But the Lord just came right out from her, like he did from the tomb, and like he walked in through closed doors to the apostles. And of course, you know that the Saint Simeon was brought into the church. He waited for the coming of the Messiah for 360 years. He was 360 years old when he was supposed to translate the Old Testament into the Greek. And he came to a point where it says a maiden had given a birth to the Messiah, to Christ. And he said, well, it can't be a maiden. It has to be a married woman. He was going to erase that where it says maiden, and the angel came up to him, and the angel told him immediately that you will not die until you will see the Messiah coming. And leave it the way it is, because that's how it is. He's going to be a pure maiden, and that's going to give a birth to the Messiah. And of course, she stood in the line by the church with all the unclean women that came, that they had to be accepted in the church and cleansed. And she came, even though she was absolutely pure, and like I said, no man had touched her, and it was miraculously that the baby was born for her, being still a maiden. My beloved, Saint Simeon, when he came, and he grabbed the little baby from the Mother of God, and said so many praises to talk to him, not like a little baby, but as to the Lord. And he was so happy that the Lord is going to release him to go down and to tell Adam and everybody else that the Messiah had been born, and that they will be all saved, my beloved. And there was also Anna, the prophet, said that she was living with her husband for 7 years, and then become a widow, and now she is 84, and she was always being in church and praying for all these years, my beloved. And she, of course, also prophesied and said about the Lord that he is going to be the Savior of us sinners. The Lord came not to save the righteous, but he came to save the sinners, of whom I am the chief. And this is what you and all of you have to say to yourself. If we say that we are the chief sinners, then we will never judge anybody. We just won't be able to do it. My beloved, let's work on that. Let's remember also that the Mother of God had to suffer so much, seeing the Lord being crucified, and stood by him. Then the arrows came into her heart, and she felt so much pain. And of course, she knew that the Lord was suffering and dying for me and for you. And but she still loves us. She still wants us to be in heaven. And my beloved, We have to learn to think more about eternal life rather than for a temporary life here. We have to think about how to come to the kingdom of heaven and not to be in the place where the demons are and the eternal fire. But we have to learn to love God and to love Jesus Christ and the Mother of God and all the angels. And we have to really try to get to understand that God is everywhere present and fills all things, and that He is more than willing to always to help us, and that our guardian angel is always with us, and He always wants to also to help us so that the enemy won't pull us in into any kind of a sins. Let's work on it more and more about inheriting the kingdom of heaven. And let's work on cleansing our soul, and let's pay less attention to our body, because this has to be coming into the ground anyway, my beloved. God bless you, and happy holiday. And may God give you the strength to cling to the Lord. Amen. God bless you.